In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir with me for about 10 minutes today.
10 minutes. I'll tell you what. First of all, the election, don't fret.
No. We'll
don't worry
right.
about it.
It ain't over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over. But even if, God forbid, Donald Trump loses, okay,
the Democrats
are going to so overstep with what they have. But when you look at this, so there was no blue wave.
No.
None whatsoever.
Thing, by the way.
And, you know, you're picking up House seats. As a matter of fact, if the House seats that are still out there that they're waiting to come in, if they all come in, the Republicans could actually take control of the House.
That's how close this is. Which means Joe would be powerless.
Absolutely powerless.
Other than his executive orders, he'd be powerless.
That's right.
And now, I said this yesterday, but the plus side on the executive order side is, guess what else we control?
What's that?
The Supreme Court.
Yes, absolutely.
So if he oversteps his bounds, because remember, keep this in mind, folks, especially those of you on the left, I want to remind you all, how many times did you sue Donald Trump in the White House over executive orders?
Oh, thousands.
Thank you.
Thousands of times.
So what keeps us from doing the same?
Nothing. Absolutely. Except for sometimes we don't have the fortitude or the backbone to go after him. But I think that's changing now with Donald Trump. And I like the new Republicans that are coming up. I love our bullpen. I love the ladies, especially the ladies in the party. They have bigger cojones than most of the guys. I'm telling you.
I agree.
And so the blue wave didn't happen. The Republicans are in great shape nationwide.
Yep.
Looks like they're going to keep the Senate. Not only that, but could you imagine that if President Harris, because she'll be the president, if she tries to put this crazy agenda through, she tries pushing it through, can you imagine the Republican landslide there's going to be in the midterms in two years?
I fully agree.
I mean,
well said.
So the world looks great right now.
All right, impossible question of the day. I wanted to have Dan in on this one as well. 17%, this was yesterday, 17% of people said that this is one of their top outdoor activities in 2020. We missed it yesterday, fishing.
Oh!
Did you pick up fishing, Dan?
No, I'm not. Frozen food sections where I do most of my fishing. Either that or the
filet
of fish.
The frozen cod.
The filet of fish, it comes with this nice little tartar sauce on it and a bun.
Here is today's impossible question. So I want Dan to be here. Drinking this before a workout will improve your workout by 30%. What is it?
Yeah, it's definitely Jack Daniels. There's no question about it. Everybody knows that. I mean, come on.
That should actually
be about 70%. Maybe even 80%.
Yeah, 30 is too low.
30 is way too low.
That's not going to be a good answer. 30% is too low.
That's right.
Drinking this before your workout will improve your workout by 30%. I would say some protein drink, probably.
But I coffee.
Oh,
caffeine. Get that caffeine buzz going. Get that coffee drink going first thing in the morning.
As long as you don't have to pee in the middle of the workout, you're good. Right?
Especially nowadays with masks.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with all that.
Do I really have to stand 6 feet from the urinal? I just don't know anymore.
Oh, that's tough when you get to our age.
Okay, let me ask you this real quick.
You didn't catch that, did you?
It is really tough at our age. Yes, I was trying to overlook that. But, you know, okay, but let me ask you this, right? So if masks really work, how come they don't work in the restroom? It still stinks in there.
I mean, really?
Right?
You know,
seriously,
that's the only place I actually leave mine on.
Me too, and it still doesn't work.
Exactly. Thank you. It's the only place I actually say, I'm going to the restroom. Where's my mask?
Come on. Enough of the mask thing, but that's all I think.
You're exactly right.
Is that right? That's crazy.
Oh, my word. Anyways, well, hey, I know you got
to
run.
I do have to run, but thank you for letting me sit
in
here
for a couple minutes. No, I appreciate you joining us. This is fun.
Once again, everybody, don't fret.
Yeah, don't fret.
It's going to be okay.
We'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
No matter what, we'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Damn. And not only, the other thing that people don't think about is Donald Trump can run again in 4 years.
Well, that's true, too.
So that would be really interesting, as a matter of fact. But keep that in mind.
Great point. All right. Thanks. I know you got to run.
Thanks for
staying. I appreciate it very much. Mighty Hand Construction's next, guys. Anything you need when it comes to construction, expansion. See you, Dan. Expansion, basement remodel, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel. You name it, they can help you out. In fact, it includes even building additions onto the house itself. In Northern Colorado, it's Mighty Hand Construction. KLZradio.com, 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in Northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, and Kurt will help you with the payments, or paying for, I should say, the cash that's needed to actually do those expansions and remodels we just spoke about. And that's what Kurt does. He'll show you how that works. There's several ways to approach that. Call him first and find out. In a lot of cases, you won't spend any more money at the end of the day than you are now. Give Kurt a call today, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, a good shop. Great new sponsor to us here at Rush to Reason, and we'll have a conversation with Alan tomorrow on air even to discuss more about what they actually, I mean, I know what they do, but we'll get some of the details, inner workings of what they actually do at a good shop. Three locations to serve you, two in the North Glen area and one in Commerce City. And what is a good shop? It's a great collision center where they can take care of anything you've got going on when it comes to hail damage, an accident, maybe you were the cause of it or somebody else was the cause. And one thing to remember always is it doesn't matter what any insurance company tells you, you can pick the shop you go to when it comes to your collision work. And that is a good shop. Go to klzradio.com, klzradio.com, or 720-541-7697.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At a good shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by a good shop lifetime guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate Dan stopping by. He is here every Thursday on the show. Prior to us, which they do a great job, functional medicine. And by the way, I've interviewed the doctor as well. And just a side note, I'll give a quick plug to those guys. Just a fabulous doctor and completely different way of looking at things when it comes to you not feeling well. And there's just a great, great a doctor and a great show that Dan does. So I got a lot in store for you today. Steve House was going to try to be with us today, but he got tied up in a meeting, so we will move on without Steve. I wanted to get an update on where we were at with him and what he thought of elections and different things along those lines. But we got other things in store for you as well. Cassie George is going to join us here in just 1 minute. Heather Dugan, author of The Friendship Upgrade. This was actually a request by our engineer, Charlie, to find out how do you get along in friendships and family when they've been frazzled by politics. That's what we're going to talk about. It's the author, again, of The Friendship Upgrade. Jennifer Flick, she was an arrested Republican poll watcher in Texas that was accused or that accused Travis County clerk for election violations. She's going to join us in the 4:15 segment. And Fred Gleek will also join us. He's a veteran business consultant who will talk about what happens after this 2020 election, what's going to happen with the stock market, things along those lines as well. Hour three, Tanner Roberts, who is actually a comedian and author of Dumb Politics, is going to join us. 101 Tips to Become a Radical Liberal. And then John O'Connor, who's been with us before, is going to talk about the way the left is trying to steal this election. Cassie George, though, joining us now. Cassie, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I am good. Just figuring out what on earth is going on, which I think everybody else is too.
Yeah, there's, as you know, a lot going on. And again, we'll talk a lot about this today as we go through the program. But, and you put a question out on Facebook today, which really has got a lot of people just, you know, you can just tell people are mad. People are upset mm-hmm. about the way things are going. And, you know, rightfully so, truthfully.
Yeah, I think there has been a lot of unfair bias from the left. And I'm just, first of all, I'm, you know, not totally jumping on, you know, the 100% fraud train. I think there is definitely evidence of some fraud. I had to remind some people that, you know, in almost every election, there's been dead people that have voted. Like, they
right.
figured that out. The only thing it'll come down to is, you know, how many and where. So, you know, I really hope they figure that out.
And by the way, I agree with what you just said a moment ago, too, and I appreciate you saying that. I, too, have done the same thing. That, listen, do I think there's been some fraud? And is it ironic that five states, by the way, Trump was leading in at that point in time, all five states at 1 a.m. stop counting. They all go home for a few hours or do whatever it is they were doing. And the minute they all get back, all of a sudden Joe Biden has a lead in those states with the counting that they're doing at that point from the supposed, you know, late ballots that they had come in and so on. I've also got some stuff I'm going to play today from Project Veritas, where they talk about some inside things where post offices have been telling their workers to actually back post date a particular ballot, you know, or particular ballots, plural, so that they can still go through the system with the right postmark date, even though this was yesterday, the day after the election. So, yeah, there's all sorts of things along those lines going on. Is there out-and-out fraud in every single, every single district, I guess I should say, voting district across the country? Probably not. But, you know, when some of these races are as tight as they are, just a few thousand votes will make or break a deal.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's a little ridiculous that they called some states so early for Biden, and that they refused to call Pennsylvania. They refused to call Georgia. You know, and these are states that I believe Georgia is like 99% reporting, and they will not call it for Trump. So I think at a certain point, we kind of need to ask, like, okay, in the interest of preserving a republic and upholding our democracy, can we look at it and go, is there some evidence? Is there something happening there? Because that's not normal. And at a certain point, the whole argument of, well, it's Corona, there's a lot of mail-in ballots. Okay, that makes sense. But I've had several people who work at post offices and stuff like that say, no, they're not driving all over the state to find these ballots. They're already where they're supposed to be by the time they're supposed to be counted. So big jumps like we've seen are not supposed to happen. Big vertical, you know, straight lines up for Biden are not supposed to be happening. So, you know, I think, and I was going to say, I'm kind of disappointed in Trump's rhetoric with, you know, saying, well, we're going to win and we will win and stuff like that, because I think that's further dividing people. And his tone should be, hey, if there's any evidence of fraud, like, we owe it to ourselves and to our country to find that out, whether Biden wins or Trump wins, or whatever. It should be about having a free election no matter what. fair election, no matter what.
Yeah, and I'm not going to disagree with that, although I think in some cases he's trying to keep his troops, you know, rallied and upbeat, because there's a lot of negative Nellies running around, you know, thinking that this thing is completely done. And, you know, it may be. I don't know. I don't have that crystal ball. I don't know what's going to unfold. I do think, and I've heard from several sources on the inside of the Trump administration, that they really feel strongly that Arizona will flip by tonight. Well, you know, that starts to paint a little different picture if it does, if it goes that way. And if Nevada actually goes for Trump and then Pennsylvania goes for Trump, well, then Trump wins. And so, you know, there's a lot of scenarios here that still are yet to play out. And I think first of all, it's a little bit early on, whether you're news media, us, whoever, to actually call anything until you know what's going on in the final numbers, which that's what Fox News made a big mistake with, I believe, Arizona the other night.
Yep, Arizona.
They never should have done that. And frankly, I'm not that I watch Fox News much anymore anyways, because I think they're about as liberal as anybody else is now. And Newsmax, by the way, is catching on quickly and becoming a better source to go find things at than Fox News. Fox News is really shooting themselves in the foot in some of the things they're doing right now. Just a side note.
No, I think they are as well. But I mean, me personally, I think Biden will pull this off. I really don't see how, and even if by some, you know, outstanding miracle Trump happens to get enough votes, it will, I think we're definitely looking at months of rioting and burning, and it would just be awful. Like, there's a part of me that's like, let's just stop this whole thing and, you know, be done with it.
Yeah, but on the same token, Jenna Ellis, you know, posted this earlier on Twitter today. You know, we need to make sure that every legal vote counts.
Yeah,
Joe Biden
exactly.
Said every vote counts. No, it's not every vote counts. It's that every legal vote gets counted. And what we mean by legal is they need to be in on time. They have to be done correctly. They have to be a legal ballot, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I agree with her on that, Kate, and that point as well. Every legal vote counts, not every vote counts.
No, she's absolutely correct. And I think I sent you this video. I sent it to a few people, and I posted it on my Instagram. But there was a video going around from a couple of conservative Instagram accounts saying, you know, oh, we look up this person on the Michigan state website, and you put in their birth date, and it shows up that they voted. Well, the problem is this person was born in 1902 and died in 1984. But so I went and I did it, and I could post this on the Rush Tourism page as well. State of Michigan website, so Michigan, you know, .gov, totally legit website. You put in the guy's name. You put in, I think he was born in March of 1902, and it says they, you know, he was sent a ballot, he received a ballot, and his ballot was counted. So, you know, there is some things like that where,
I agree.
Okay, was that? I mean, and I had someone who was like, well, hopefully it's just one. And I was like, well, I highly doubt it's just one at this point.
Yeah, and the problem we've got is there's certain races across the country. We've even seen some things here in Colorado with certain, you know, the Wolf reintroduction proposition, for example, very, very close on that one. There's some others in Colorado. They've been very close within, in some cases, hundreds of votes. So, you know, folks, in a lot of cases, it doesn't take more than just a few to make or break a particular situation, candidate, race, proposition, or whatever. So anyways, well, thanks for calling, Cass. We appreciate it. And yeah, put that stuff up on Facebook, and we'll keep watching it.
Well, I will. And I just want to add this just for a little bit of encouragement. There was a lot of red movement across the map, though, and I hope people don't just look at the presidential race.
Agree.
New Hampshire saw a ton of red in New Hampshire. There was a huge Latino vote for Trump.
Miami.
AOC had something where she, you know, was scalping the Latinos for coming out for Trump. And a lot of these battleground states that Hillary, you know, easily won in 2016 were much narrower margins. So these states, these battleground states, are not trending blue. Overall, they are trending red. So I would not be surprised to see some of these states keep trending red that way.
Agree. Well
and
said.
Republicans still hold the Senate, I believe, as of right now, which is a major, major win, because that severely limits Biden and Kamala's abilities if they do get in. So there's still a lot going on. I would encourage people to really get out, go to your local party. I know me and my boyfriend are planning on going to our local GOP meeting, because that is where a lot of the groundwork is and a great place to start getting involved. And it's just, I mean, your county. Make sure, do the work in your county to keep it red.
Yep. Well said. Appreciate it very much. Thanks. Let's go to Paul, who's next. Paul in Denver, you're up, sir.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're well. How are you, sir?
Good, good. I just have to ask a really silly question, and that is, do these people think everybody's stupid? Like, 100,000 votes go for Biden, but none for Trump, and that's from overnight counts?
To answer your question, Paul, yes. I think they actually do think people are that gullible and stupid and that nobody's going to check. And the reality is they're and they should all be checked, by the way. And anytime there's anomalies like that, they need to be checked. And by the way, I would say the same thing if the opposite were true.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's a pretty commonsensical thing that, okay, you had a bunch of votes overnight. Some of them would be for Trump. If they had any kind of brains whatsoever, they would have thrown in 20, 30,000 votes for Trump, too.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. There's no way, and by the way, let's just say, for conversation's sake, Paul, that you and I are correct, and a lot of those votes are fraudulent, or let's say all of them are. Would you not think that if you're going to be the party or the individuals that are inserting all of those ballots, that you wouldn't have mixed those up some to not make it look so obvious?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, if you got any kind of brains of all, that's what you do.
Again, folks, I'm with Paul on this one. You know, Paul, and just as a side note, Paul, I think you know me well enough to know this. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I'm not out running around looking at a lot of the other theories that are out there that are talking about, you know, all these different ballots and watermarks and so on. I'm not that guy, and I never will be that guy. If some of that turns out to be true, so be it. But I'm not going to push any of that on my show because that's just not who I am. On the same token, Paul, you know me. I'm a pretty common sense driven kind of an individual. And when you look at things like 100,000 votes coming in last minute, all for one candidate, that's pretty much a red flag in my book.
Yeah, that's kind of how I see it, too. You know, it's the common sense stuff.
Yeah, I'm not a guy that's saying that, oh, you know, there's dead people voting all across the country and so on. I'm sure there's a few that are out there. I'm sure that happens in every single election. But these are the bigger ones that I get concerned with, where we have these big dumps of ballots that all of a sudden show up at the last minute. Because you got to ask yourself, first of all, where did they come from? And why are they also all, in some cases, how is it a unanimous Joe Biden vote?
Mm-hmm.
Can't be.
And how is it at multiple states? Like, that says there's a bigger thing at play. I know that goes more to the conspiracy thing, but really, it makes you question, is there a bigger thing at play? 5 states all had the exact same issues?
And all stopped counting at the same time and started counting at the same time and all saw the same spikes in the Biden column.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
And all run by governors that are Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, again, you and I both, when you look at the common sense, the analytical side of it, and you just start throwing these things in there, it's sort of like, okay, not saying this is the case, but wouldn't this be one of those places we'd go take a really hard second look at because it just doesn't make sense, doesn't add up?
Right, exactly.
That's how I see it. Again, I'm not a conspiracy guy. You know that, Paul. I just don't go down that path because it's not who I am. But I will say that I don't know that you could call it a conspiracy if it turns out that there's 5 states that were all sort of in cahoots together that planned on inserting ballots last minute. If that's what ends up happening, it's not a conspiracy. It's a fact. And we don't know that yet until they investigate it.
Right. Absolutely. And it should be investigated.
I think it should be. Well said. I agree with that. Paul, great call, by the way. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that. And I think Paul's spot on. I do have a couple of things I'll play here as we go through the rest of this hour. If you got something you want to add to that, call us. 303-477-5600 is our number. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is next. He wants to help you out with all of your estate planning needs. Please give Michael a call. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
Barber's Foods, folks, and that is Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com. Any order right now, remember this, all the way through the end of November, you get 2 pounds of free Wagyu with every order. Just use beef at checkout. But they've got the best meats as we get into the holiday season. Literally, folks, you will not find better quality meat anywhere. Beef, bison, pork, poultry, the salmon is now in, you name it, they've got it, and it is literally the best I've ever eaten. It's barbersfoods.com.
Barbers Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barbers Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from, so buy your proteins from Barbers Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. BarbersFoods.com.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Now that the election is over, it's time to have a conversation about the polls. Kim Munson here. Friday, Richard Barris, Managing Director of Big Data Poll, weighs in on which pollsters got it right and which pollsters got it wrong. Plus, Kim Munson Show partners Hal Van Herkey with Castlegate Knife and Tool, Karen Levine, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, and mortgage specialist Lauren Levy will share their thoughts on the election. All this Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560. America!
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Carrie from Pine, you are next. Welcome. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing? I'm
doing very well. Thanks for calling, Carrie.
Hi. I just wanted to chime in a little bit. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but I just wanted to throw out my two cents that, in my opinion, from what I've seen over the last 4 years of the Democrats trying to do everything in their possible power to get Trump out of there, they've had 4 years to hone in how they are never going to let this happen again as 2016 unfolded and caught them completely off guard. So in my opinion, it's like whatever it takes
well said.
To get the job done. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but I've seen it over and over and over, the violence, people screaming at the sky, things of that nature to where we're not going to ever let this happen again. And they've had 4 years to make sure this never happens again. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I have seen it over and over. I was an election judge as well as a poll watcher. I won't say what county, but so I've seen it up close and personal, and you can't tell me otherwise that this is just, maybe there's some Republicans out there, but by and large, 90% is on the Democrat side to do whatever it takes.
That's part of their mantra, Carrie. So I'm not going to disagree with you at all. And I, like you, have seen some of that firsthand as well. So anybody that would come along and say, oh, you're crazy, mail-in voting works, there's never any issues, there's never any fraud, so on and so forth. The easiest way to commit fraud, Carrie, we know it can happen with voting machines. You know darn good and well, and I've seen it for my own two eyes, that, yeah, it can happen with mail-in ballots, and it does.
Yes, it does, and I've seen it firsthand. Yep. So anybody that tells me anything different, I'm sorry, I don't believe it.
Fully agree.
And the only way you're going to get around that is to make people go in, stand there, and show proper identification of who they are.
Yep. Agree.
Because I've seen homeless people that have absolutely zero ID and are still handed a provisional ballot. And still get to vote, and they could be from Canada. Nobody knows. So
Somebody posted valid on Twitter today, which, by the way, I think is a great idea. We need a constitutional amendment that Election Day will be a national holiday. Early voting and absentee voting shall be prohibited except for the infirmed and those over 70 and those in active military service. Everyone must show a photo ID to vote.
Correct.
I'd be for that.
I would absolutely be for that. That is the only way you're going to get around this ridiculous, drawn-out nonsense.
That's right.
That, you know, it's now, because now it's he said, she said, and, you know, well, when did this come in? Well, we don't know. Well, we're going to backdate the date. And so now we go round in circles, and now we have a bunch of nuts that are trying to figure things out. And it's like, how about if we just do what we originally did? Go vote. You have to be in person. Show your ID.
Yep.
Don't try to fix what ain't broken.
That's
it
right.
It was working perfectly fine.
That's right. Well said. Carrie, I really appreciate the phone call. No, you're fine. No, I appreciate it. Great phone call, by the way, and I appreciate that. Charlie, I'm froze up on my side. Can you actually let Carrie go for me? And well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and do whatever we need to there. Carrie, Charlie's trying to get us going on our next call as we speak. That's okay. Go ahead and reboot, Charlie. So you know what? All of you, so Mary and Ken both, if you guys would call us back, our system just locked up. I apologize. Give us a call back. Charlie's going to have to reboot our system. Give us a call back. We'll get you right on. I tell you what I will do. I don't normally do this because we just took a break. I'm going to take another break right now, and we will make this next segment very long so it gives an opportunity for everybody to call in. So go ahead and call in. I'll get us off. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Enchanted Kitchens, folks, is coming up next. And with Enchanted Kitchens, folks, I say it all the time, but if you want to have a kitchen that just functions, it works right, it does everything you need it to do, you need to go there and get it taken care of. It's Enchanted Kitchens. KLZRadio.com is how you find them. 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Franktown Firearms is next, folks. Right now, they've got good inventory of ammunition. The waiting time to buy a gun is about 2 days. They've got all the training, everything you need, one-stop shopping. It's Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
All right, Bruce Simmons is next, folks. He is a reverse mortgage professor, and if you've ever thought about a reverse mortgage or even want to know more about it, if you're 62 years of age or even getting close to that, somebody on the deed has to be that. That's it. If you're getting close to that time frame and you want to know more about it, give Bruce a call. He'll explain it all to you. KLZRadio.com is where you find him, or call him at 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Right back to the phones. Mary Louise, thank you for waiting and calling back again for us. We appreciate it. What can we do for you?
Well, yeah, a caller on a little while ago, and I loved most of what she was saying, but there was one comment that she made that really made me, I think it's a thing that a lot of people are kind of feeling, and I just wanted to encourage people to not go that direction, and that is she had talked about, you know, it's been a rough 4 years, and the way it's looking, Biden may be taking it, maybe it's best that we just go with that, which I do
not
agree
with. Yeah, I don't agree
with that. Yeah, no, this is...
We don't give up.
Our president, no. And you know what? This president is a fighter.
Yep.
We will never have another president in the office like we have
nope.
right now.
No,
so,
I agree.
What I see is he knew this was going to happen, and he's prepared for this. He was ready to fight. We need to stay in the battle as well. And,
I agree.
And keep holding people accountable. And for us in particular... the Republicans, the conservatives, to not yield, to not roll over and, oh, we give up. No, we're not giving up. And another thing, too, I hear the Democrats talk, and I'm not going to say all Democrats, because this breed of Democrats is not what I am used to. I'm 51, and growing up, my dad was a Democrat all his life. He's now a Republican because... he sees, I mean, he's not blind. He can see that this generation of Democrats are very, very different. And so I'm speaking about this breed of Democrats. What I hear them saying, it's almost like they're putting the blame on Trump for the past 4 years. And there's like he's the scapegoat when really the source of all of it has been this Democratic Party. And not just this Democratic Party, but how many past... administrations have been part of, you know, undermining our freedoms and our liberties. And this president sees it. He is steadfast. He is relentless. He's like the he's like the Terminator.
Yeah, he is not. There are those. And Andy and I even had a little bit of a discussion yesterday about this, where Andy thought, you know, Trump would concede by tomorrow, and I looked at him and no, I don't see Trump
Never.
Conceding. I don't think Trump concedes until he can see that every single vote has really been looked at, has been scrutinized, is what it is, and we know that we've got beyond a shadow of a doubt a really good, solid, official count in every state, and we know exactly where we're at. And if I were him, by the way, Mary, I wouldn't do it any differently.
I agree.
And I would not be conceding tomorrow.
Yes, and I don't... I don't mean he would never concede, because if there
I do
exactly
no
what
I said. Do no Mary I think Trump is the type that if you say that, you know, because concede means okay, I realize that I'm kind of, you know, going down this downhill battle and I'm going to lose, but the point right now is he's not going to concede at this point, because he can see that there is still a path to victory legally speaking if there's a lot of fraudulent votes. So I will say he's not conceding.
Not right now.
Nope.
Not right now. And
not
hopefully not ever when all of the fraudulent votes are, you know, when it's all cleared up, all the shenanigans that have been going on for years,
yep.
by the way. We all know that.
Yes,
we all
do.
Know what's been going on. And this is truly the only president yep. that I see that is
I agree.
Able and equipped to be able to put a stop to it. And hey, maybe it's all playing out just so that it can, in the future, this kind of stuff can't happen.
Be fixed.
So anyway,
no, Mary, no, you're right.
Call.
You're spot on.
It.
Thank you very much. You are right on the money. Ken is next. Ken, welcome.
Hey, John.
How are you? How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing really well. I've been listening here. I totally agree with Mary, Carrie, and Paul, your previous callers. And I firmly believe Donald Trump's going to win re-election. I really do. I feel it in my heart. It's going to happen. It's going to take a little while, but he will be re-elected. One of the things I wanted to mention was I think with the voting process, this thing got totally messed up here with this COVID and having them do mail-in balloting, blah, blah.
Well, Ken, I want to just stop you for a second, not to take credit, but I will in this case. I predicted way back when this COVID thing really got ramped up, that this would be the number one tool the Democrats used to win this election through the various means they're doing it, i.e. mail-in voting, fraudulent voting, and so on. And that was not a conspiracy. I just could see the handwriting on the wall and say they are going to use COVID to their advantage. That's why they pumped it up like they did. That's why they're still pumping it up like they are. And the reality is they've used every single thing they possibly can with COVID to win an election.
Yep, you're exactly right. And this COVID thing, it was just a heaven-sent gift to them.
Yep, it sure was. And they capitalized on it. And again, I'll also say, Ken, is COVID real? Absolutely. Can it send certain people to the hospital and into the ICU? Absolutely. I'm not saying that it can't. What I'm saying, though, is like you, they took that tool and they used it to the maximum potential they possibly could. That's what they did.
Yep, you're exactly right. And just to dovetail into what Paul was saying about the balloting with, I think it was Michigan and Wisconsin.
Right.
I saw a chart. It just blew my mind away. And it kind of, like I said, dovetails into what Paul was saying. But it's basically a line chart. It starts off at 7 o'clock p.m. And you see the lines for two lines, one
yep.
for Biden and one for Trump. Trump is on top. It's like a railroad track.
That's right.
Trump is top. Biden's on the bottom. And right about 4:30 in the morning, I mean, they called off counting. And right at, I think it was 4:30 in the morning, when a lot of dark things happened.
Yep.
That the numbers spiked. I mean, the blue line, Biden's blue
yep.
line below Trump's, just went straight up and touched Trump's line and that was a ballot dump that we need to figure out, because that was, I mean, I've heard they were bringing ballots in and ice chests and wheelbarrows and little red wagons and all kinds of, because one of the vote counter or whoever, the commissioner, didn't feel comfortable. She went home. She came back and she saw this happening. And so they're going to get to the bottom of this. And I don't know exactly how they're going to present their evidence. I know there was Veritas.
I actually have a little video clip that, if we get time today, Ken, I'm going to play, because it explains a lot of what you're talking about.
Yeah, and so they're going to, you know, they're gonna bring this all, they're gonna bring this up. I mean, okay, so the voting may end, and they might give every single state to Biden and declare him the victor. But you know what's going to happen after that is Trump's. The lawyers are going to. They're going to start presenting their evidence. They're going to put it out there.
Yes.
My prediction is, and this is the reason they put Amy Coney Barrett in at the time that they did. It was all perfect timing.
Yes, it was.
I mean, I feel bad for Ginsburg dying, but this was all, in my opinion, God's timing, and she's going to rule in Trump's favor, and he's going to win re-election.
Well, and you know what? After, you know, I don't know, Ken, if I would have been as, how do I want to say this, as energetic about it as you are now a day or so ago, but after watching things the last day and sort of looking at some things unfold, I tend to now be on your side of the fence and look at it the same way. There's just been so many shenanigans that have happened. And now that you start seeing some of the things that have happened behind the scenes, as you've just mentioned, by the way, these last 4 or 5 minutes, yeah, I'm on your side on that. And I'm not ready to concede and say that Trump loses at this point. There's far too many moving pieces still out there that need to be looked at that, no, we don't know who the winner is at this point.
Yep. So anyway.
Well said.
Yeah,
no, you're right. Spot on. And that's why we as conservatives, back to what a lot of the callers have already been saying, which I appreciate each and every one of you, what a lot of you are saying is don't give up, folks. There's still a lot of hope out there. Don't throw the towel in yet because we're not there yet.
Yep, exactly right, John. Thank you, sir.
Well said, Ken. I appreciate it. And by the way, all of you for calling in. I know you made my day. I know you've made a lot of other people's day that are listening as well, because that's the kind of enthusiasm we still need on our side. And bottom line, too, and I did a lot of thinking about this over the last day, especially after being up and watching the election and finally realizing there wasn't going to be any outcome. So I went to bed about 10:30, got up the next day, yesterday, by the way. And I know a lot of people were down and depressed and sad and really upset about what had happened in the election itself. And, I just started looking at things and really a lot of the ways that you all are looking at it and realizing that, okay, bottom line is this, and this is me, I'm a fix-it kind of realistic kind of a guy. It's just how I look at life. It's how I've even looked at my cabin that burned down. Charlie even knows me. I'm just not a super emotional guy that gets, down in the dumps about things. I try to look at things very realistically. And the bottom line is this, we don't know who won yet. Despite what all of the news media and especially those Democrat, leftist, Marxist, communist pundits would say, we don't know who won yet. We may not know for several months now. It might be a month or two before we actually know the actual outcome of this election. Yes, folks, I just said it may take a couple of months to really know who won this election. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. On top of that, as Dan said earlier, we've done very well when it comes to not having any kind of a blue wave. If anything, we picked up some things as Republicans across the country. That's another good sign that we should not forget. We didn't lose the Senate. We're going to most likely pick up seats in the House. These are all very good things. So even if, and I'm not throwing in the towel and even saying this is the case, but even if for some odd reason Donald Trump doesn't win and Joe Biden and Harris do, there's a lot of good things on our side of the fence that will still help us in the future. So again, folks, please keep your chin up, keep your attitude up, be looking for things that are coming down the pike, and just stay focused on the prize. And when it's all said and done, we will get there and just look at the things on a positive note. Ken and Bertha, you're next.
Hey, I'd like to say something. I hope the people, the conservatives out in the nation, hear this. If a policeman was speaking negative to somebody, there's 17 cameras, phones taking pictures.
Well said.
But the Democrats go and, they probably did bring stuff in ballots in a wheelbarrow, but people don't take pictures. What is wrong with conservatives? Why can't we learn from the liberals? We all have cell phones. Take pictures.
Yeah, because we don't think like they do, Ken. Unfortunately, fortunately, we don't think like them. We just don't have the same mental awareness isn't the right word. We just don't have the same animosity towards the other side that they have towards us, so we don't look at it the same way. And I'm just being frank, Ken, we don't. We don't see it that same way.
Now, I know one part of that is so true is that we always look to solve stuff. We don't look to just take pictures. They look to just take pictures and send it into the news. They don't look to help the policeman that's getting beat up. They don't look to help the person. If the policeman's doing wrong, they just look to take pictures.
Yep. No, you are.
And that's
you're spot on. No, Ken, you are spot on. I cannot agree with you more. And again, we do need to be. This is one of the things that we're not, and we need to be. At times, we are, I think part of it, Ken, is just it's in our DNA as conservatives. We tend to look at things a little differently. We look at the best in other people. We don't always look at the worst. We tend to not videotape and video record every single little thing that goes on. It's just, it's not who we are as individuals, so we tend to not do those things. And so, in turn, though, in this particular case, especially right now, given the climate we're in, we need to change that mentality about ourselves, Ken, and do those things.
We do. We do. We need to at least start thinking about it.
That we do. We do. And in the end, it's to keep things in check. All we're doing is adding more checks and balances. And Ken, I appreciate it. I'm going to run to a break. But, you're spot on. We need to think that way. in that manner. Purify Chevrolet's coming up next, folks. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. Bob was going to try to call us. If not, I'll try to get him back on here a little bit later or maybe possibly even tomorrow. But, hey, they've got some great deals at Purify Chevrolet. Inventories, you know what? It depends on the day. Sometimes they're high. Sometimes they're low. It depends on the car market. And right now, the used car prices are up. And you can typically get a great deal on your used car right now by selling it to Purify. So tell you what, give them a call today, 303-659-8311, or find them at purifychevrolet.com. All right, Bob Finnegan from Purify Chevrolet is joining us now. Bob, I just want to throw you in right here at the last minute. We got a couple of minutes before we end this hour. What are the deals at Purify right now?
Oh, we've got several different deals. We've got some heavy-duty pickups, still have some decent money on them. I think they came out with $4,500 or $3,500 on heavy duties and $4,500 on half tons.
Okay.
And my used car lot is just brimming with deals. I have so many really nice vehicles out of here, several heavy duty pickup trucks. You know, with the shortage of the new stuff, I have some later model stuff with, you know, low miles that is $10,000, $12,000 less than what a brand new one is. So lots of good stuff. I have a 13 GMC Sierra that we had traded for. 2500 HD SLT has just at 100,000 miles. And you know that under $40,000 diesel pickup truck
hard to get.
Fairly tough to come by, yeah. This one here we've got out there for $37,900. So
that's a good deal.
If anybody comes in and mentions Rush to Reason, I'll throw $1,000 at them just for mentioning it.
Perfect. So. And folks that are listening, I know that that sounds like a lot of money for a used truck, but those trucks now, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but those are $70,000 to $80,000 trucks now, correct?
They most certainly are. They keep going up and up. But, yeah, it's nice to find some of these on the used market, and this is a really nice, clean truck. It's been well-maintained, has a lot of nice safety features on it. You know, backup sensors,
correct,
things of that nature, because it's still a new enough vehicle. So.
And those are trucks, too, that everybody should know. At 100,000 miles, that sounds like a lot of miles, but on those heavy-duty trucks, Bob, that's not. Those are 300,000-400,000-mile vehicles all day long.
Easily, barely broken. And I've traded for several of them with, you know, you could say 230,000, 240,000 miles. Sometimes I don't even run them through the shop just because that is a lot of miles. I'll send them to the auction, and you'd be amazed at the amount of money that they bring at the auction just because there's, you know, there is a market for that stuff.
All right, one other thing I want to announce, I know we got about a minute left or so, is I've got word that my Corvette will be there in the not too distant future, and I've kind of made a deal with Randy, the new car manager, not only to help me because I need to make some room, but to help you guys as well. Once that vehicle comes in, we're going to let you guys keep that for a little bit, let people come by, look at a Corvette that way, since there's not a ton of C8s running around, and hopefully that'll get some people to just, you know, drag their butts up there and check you guys out and check out that car at the same time. And I'm going to do that, you know, to kind of help you guys, and it helps me out as well. So I appreciate you guys' willingness to allow me to do that as well.
Well, I must have misunderstood because Randy said I could use that as a demo.
You can. Yeah, there you go, bud. Just drive it back and forth to work. No worries, Bob.
Just my driver. Just until it snows.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Not a problem at all. Take it for a spin. No, really, no. Sincerely, I appreciate you guys not only getting that for me, and I know it'll be in here probably around the Thanksgiving time frame, but I want to leave it up there for a little bit as well to hopefully get some folks to come up and see you guys and all the cool things that you've got going on, and I really hope that'll be a draw and folks will come up and see the car as well.
It will be, and we appreciate that, and I have to tell you, people who have them on order really appreciate that because then they can come up, see what the car is, take a look at it. We don't let people fondle them and get all over
right.
the car.
But
at least
I understand.
They can see what the car is, and you know they'll respect it while it's here. But at least they have an opportunity to view it.
So. No, and I appreciate you guys helping me, and I want to help you in the same way.
We appreciate you, brother.
Hey, you too, man. Love you guys. Thanks for all you do, Bob, and keep sending me all the good stuff you do politically speaking as well.
Yeah, you got it, my friend.
You're the man. Bob, I appreciate it. That is Purify Chevrolet. And folks, yes, I can't stress enough. Great guys. You just heard the relationship even that I have with them. They're just fabulous guys. I want to take care of you. Again, find them today, purifychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311. That's the end of the hour number one. If you're listening to our replay, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.